We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Now a follow-up to an interview we did yesterday. This week, we told you about the Federal Trade Commission voting to ban non-compete clauses in worker contracts. Wednesday, we spoke with a former U.S. Labor Secretary who says the move will benefit competition. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has already filed a lawsuit saying the FTC has overstepped its authority. With me now, Brendan Cosette. He's Chief Operating Officer for the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us this morning to give the Chamber's side of this. Give us your thoughts about the FTC action this week.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity. And honestly, Megan, this is a solution seeking a problem. Many states already ban non-competes, and in states like Missouri, where they do exist, there are longstanding, well-established guardrails around non-competes that limit their scope, their breadth, their geographical range, the time. They have to be narrowly tailored to achieve the reasonable interest of the employer. And you can't just have a non-compete against to keep somebody from working for a competitor. They are specific in having to legitimately protect trade secrets and or customer contracts. So it's really not that big of an issue, frankly. What is the issue and where the FTC kind of buried the lead in the parlance of your industry is in the dangerous precedent that in allowing the FTC to make such a broad and sweeping change to law.
So let's dig into some of what, you know, you've said there with the limits that Missouri has to the non-competes. People would come back and argue, well, that's great that there are all those limits for businesses. They have the power of attorneys behind them. For the individual employee, those might be more difficult to navigate and could really stifle their mobility in the marketplace.
So the fact of the matter is that non-competes are contracts. So you can't just force a non-compete on somebody or throw something at them after they've already been employed. It is something that has to be agreed to for ample consideration either before you engage in employment or if it comes after employment, then there has to be some additional incentive or consideration like, all right, you sign this non-compete now, we're going to pay you an extra $15,000, et cetera. And employees have the right, and they should absolutely exercise this right in negotiating for and or against a non-compete, and just like they would with salary or vacation time or being able to work from home or anything else.
When it comes to the argument, and this is what we were told yesterday by the former U.S. Labor Secretary, you know, said he expects that if non-competes were eliminated under this rule, that it might actually spur new business and actually grow business in many states because workers would feel free then to step out without fear of being sued for violating a non-compete.
I don't agree with that argument, and there's a couple reasons. These things really are not that overreaching. You don't see them that much. I know the FTC cited 20% of employees around the country are subject to non-competes. I just simply don't think that's accurate. They don't cite the work. I've seen other studies that the Federal Reserve did a study last year that said about 11% of employees have non-competes, which I think is probably a lot more reasonable. And again, they have to be limited in their duration. So in for instance, in Missouri, if it's over a year, it's probably really unlikely that a court is going to be able to enforce it. So how much are you really stifling the ability for somebody to innovate? It's kind of, in a lot of ways, it's the other way around in that employers have less incentive to invest in their employees and help them and bring them along if they're afraid they're going to lose them to a competitor and lose their trade secrets, lose their customer contacts so easily.
You know, talk more about that, about the benefit and why employers typically would use a non-compete clause in a contract.
Well, given, as I mentioned before, the how narrow non-competes have to be in a state like Missouri, I honestly can't speak to other states, but I know there's a ton of other states that they're not even allowed anyway. It's mostly just to, you have to be very specific and in a unique industry where there are matters that are very technical. They tie into specific trade secrets or in a very unique and specialized sales arena where there's a customer list that is highly valued for a number of reasons. That's typically where you see these. The industry where it is most prevalent that I'm aware of is in the tech industry, which I think is kind of what the FTC is trying to get at there. But it's not like there's not a lot of innovation in the tech industry in America. I mean, we lead the world in this, and you hear over and over constantly of new things that are coming out. So I really don't think that's near the issue that the FTC is alleging. And like I said, the real problem here is their overreach, because if you allow three unelected officials like the FTC commissioners to have such a broad and sweeping power to enact this law that covers everybody in the country without statutory authority, then what's next? I mean, that's the real concern for businesses around the country, and especially in Missouri, is what are they going to do to us next? I mean, that's why the U.S. Chamber filed their suit. I'm very confident that ultimately they will be successful. If this was something that needed to be done, the proper way to do it is via legislative enactment. Congress should be passing it. The president should sign it. Just like in Missouri, if something happened, the General Assembly would have to file a bill, get it passed, and the governor would have to sign it. That's the way you enact law. You don't let three unelected administrative officials by fiat determine how employers can operate their businesses.
Brendan, thank you. We're out of time. Appreciate yours today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.